B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On the next Hard Knocks training camp with the Oakland Raiders.
Come on, come on, come on.
Antonio Brown is back in camp without his old helmet, ready to join his new teammates. Veterans explore new ways to stretch out their careers. A short week of camp has Coach Gruden ratcheting up the intensity as they prepare to take on the Arizona Cardinals.
That happens tomorrow night on Hard Knocks. Again, we won't be up to date because there's sort of a lag time, so we won't get the latest happenings from this past weekend. Hard Knocks happens tomorrow night, HBO. We'll get last week's drama from Antonio Brown.
Kind of curious to see what Kyler Murray, the reaction to Kyler Murray is in that episode. He was terrible in the game.
Who was not so hot in his first preseason action.
Did you see that safety he took? Like, he went down to the ground. He didn't even get hit. That was odd. Thought nothing. Just got up, flipped the ball, ran back.
Yeah, you hear him after the game?
No.
No big deal. No big deal. Big picture, no big deal.
Yeah. You'll learn from that.
Yeah, no big deal. Antonio Brown.
I'll tell you what, real quick.
Left camp again, yeah.
Real quick on Kyler Murray, and I watched some of that game because they were replaying a lot, and you saw it in time that he looks really little.
Well, he
like,
is.
Size is going to be an issue. Like
he is.
He looks even smaller than he did at Oklahoma. That makes sense? I don't know. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, the guys get bigger at the NFL level.
His helmet.
Everybody's big.
His helmet is so much bigger than everybody. He's got a huge head. It looks like Kazoo out there. I couldn't stop looking. Look at you, how cute. Running around out there. Like a midget league game.
So Antonio Brown is once again gone. He left his team again.
Yeah.
Over the helmet. And yesterday, Mike Mayock issued an ultimatum. You're either all in or you're all out. Which now has led to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, having a response to Mike Mayock's ultimatum on the helmet, all in or all out. Mike Mayock said, we've exhausted all avenues as it relates to the helmet because now the league has not recertified the helmet. More on that in a minute. Adam Schefter had something on that, but here's Drew Rosenhaus.
We've worked very closely with the Raiders,
yeah.
And we will continue to work very closely with the Raiders. I'm not sure that we agree that we've exhausted all the options, as Mike Mayock said, but there's no doubt it's still an ongoing process. We are trying to work with the team and the league and the union to come up with a solution. We haven't figured it out yet. To say that AB is upset about the decision to not let him wear his helmet is accurate, but we're still processing it and figuring it out. I wouldn't make too much about him not being there today as much as we're still trying to come up with a solution that works.
That must be so cool to be a player, that where you could live at camp, but then leave when you get really upset about something and come back and then leave again. That must be really nice to have that ability to do that. What point did a team, does his teammates get pissed? Because that seems like Mayock's starting to get a little irked by it. This is where Rosenhaus is bad. Rosenhaus has got to just, hey, we can't find a damn helmet, right? Supposedly they have two that they're still trying to get approval for. Wouldn't you have had this answer by the end of day one?
As of 8:14 this morning, Ian Rappaport said that Antonio Brown may not yet be out of options and that he's getting two more helmets tested for possible use, two that were made in 2014 and 2010.
Okay, so here's my question. Does this open a door for Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers to go back to their old helmets if they could find ones that were made in 14 and 10?
No.
Why?
Because those helmets are specifically listed on the list of helmets that under no circumstances will be allowed.
Oh, okay. So these are alternative to those. So this is not going back to the
Air Advantage model is not specifically listed. One model isn't.
Right.
There's one particular model that is not listed as being specifically banned, and that's the model that he was seeking on Twitter last week. So for Brady, his Riddell VSR4.
The old one's bad.
Nope. Yeah. Can't get him recertified. Can't get him retested. Bad. Not allowing it. Meanwhile, as this has been happening, Antonio Brown showed back up at Raiders camp, or I shouldn't say camp because they technically ended training camp. They broke camp yesterday. But he showed back up at the Raiders facility today. And they canceled their practice, but had there been practice, he would have been out there. Mm. So he showed back up at the facility this morning, according to Schefter, and was at a team meeting today.
That's nice. It's nice he made it today.
So he's now reported in the last hour, Brown is back for right now.
Oh, Brown's made that statement? Mr. Big Chest made that statement?
He's back for now.
But they, the part of that story is they canceled, Hardy said they canceled the walkthrough, right?
Yeah.
So no chance to see him with a helmet on.
Correct.
The field.
Correct. We're gonna do everything we can to help Antonio. We're gonna cancel it so nobody can see it until we get his helmet. So we don't want another dust up. What a spoiled brat. Dude, the amount of money
so
that
he's
dude's
back
making.
For now.
For now, yeah.
He'll be out there week one. He'll find a helmet.
Yeah.
He'll find one. He'll figure it out.
Or just wear the helmet that he's supposed to.
How many different helmets are available, right? I don't know the answer to this. How many different helmet manufacturers are approved in the NFL right now?
Probably four. I know the Vice
is. Yeah, but then how many different models do each of those helmet makers
have?
Well,
that's the thing, yeah.
There's got to be 20 different helmets you could choose from, I'm guessing, right now.
Yeah, and it's tough because everybody's head's different, you know? Some guys have these little P-heads where you need that type of round helmet. These shoots have like the extensions in the back where it looks like you could break the back of your neck and it's just so exposed, where the other helmet comes all the way down. Like, I used to love that bike helmet, that round one, just a round bike helmet. That's what I wore. That was a hard shell, man. Not much inside it. Styrofoam. Nowadays, I mean, these are all gel padded, shock absorbent. Still a train wreck, man. Still hitting your brain. So. And again, this is a guy that's gotten blown up before multiple times over the middle of the field, specifically against Cincinnati and Burfict and company. So I understand why he's
There's 35 helmets.
I'm looking at them right now.
On the list of approved helmets in the league.
It's unbelievable, the
number
of helmets.
There's 35 listed, and there's
Jesus.
There's almost 30. I think there's more. I think 29. I'd have to recount here. Maybe 28 or 29 helmets that are listed in the top performing group. I have to recount. It's not a numbered list. But that's what you're talking. You're talking about more than 25. Okay, safe. I just did a quick count there. There's more than 25.
Looks like there's 35 helmets here.
Okay, there are. So I did do a correct number there. There's 35 approved helmets, six of which are listed as, let me double check that number. 28. 28 helmets are listed as top performing helmets in the NFL. There are seven helmets that are sort of less than top performing, and then there are a number of helmets that are flat out banned, that are prohibited now. So he has 35 different helmets that he could choose from right now, 35 different models that are available to NFL players. You can't find another helmet out of 35 other models? Of course he can. Of course he can, which tells you this isn't really about the helmet.
No, it's about him just being
it's about causing a scene and not showing up to practice and not wanting to go through practice and not do it. He just wants to show up week one. He wants to just go out there and do the game.
They'll allow him to do it.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to allow him to do. Yeah. That's exactly what it comes down to. He just wants to show up and have the games. Speaking of receivers, Julian Edelman, he has no problem finding a helmet. I'd love to know what he thinks about this. Love to know what a guy like Julian Edelman thinks about another
guy takes shots
receiver. I bet he'd say, just shut up and pick a helmet, dude.
Yeah.
That's the type of player he is.
What kind of Brady wear?
He's pitching a new idea for a TV show.
Oh.
Did you know about this?
No, I did not.
Well, you could talk about this with him the next time you see him. We'll tell you the details of it next, though.
Nice.
Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
this original or Weezer, Beatle? Quick.
Original.
I think so, too.
Yes, original.
We're about to find out.
It's the
original. It's original. We're about to find out in 3, 2, 1.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Well, that one's so singing along.
No, the Weezer drums. Boom, 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 boom. At the end there. Oh, you think? I kind of like this one. I kind of prefer this over the other one.
Most of the Little Leaguers coming up, favorite song, Africa by Weezer. They don't even know the original, probably.
That's because they're stupid. Their parents are dumb.
They have stupid parents.
Yeah, correct your kid.
Idiots. Julian Edelman looking to make a new TV project based on himself.
Yeah.
Sort of on himself.
Yeah.
Me.
Not a reality show, though.
Oh, it's called Me?
not on himself. Hmm. This is what he wants to do. First of all, he launched a company called Coast Productions.
Mm-hmm.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
No. It took me back to that episode in The Office when David's there and he came out. He lost his mind. He came up with this new product called Suck It. Michael Scott didn't even want to invest in it. He's like, you're stupid.
Right.
Go ahead. Coast.
No, this with the
he grew up on the West Coast.
This is with the BU guy that he created this company with. Right?
Asaf Swissa is the guy that he got together with and created the production company. So it says, in this story, they did a Q&A with Hollywood Reporter, right? Big publication.
Yep.
It says their first project, the Showtime doc 100%, which debuted in June, traces the 18 months in his life from his season-ending ACL injury to the championship to winning the Super Bowl. It says Edelman, 32, and Swissa, 38, want to expand their footprint beyond short-form content and docs and move into narrative features and TV series. The ICM repped pair, I don't know what ICM is. I don't know what that agency is. But the ICM repped pair have assembled a staff of 7 for the company they backed themselves and are about to begin shopping a TV series based on Edelman's rookie season, which he says was nothing at all like HBO's Ballers or his current wild off-field life that he regularly shares on Instagram. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is now a show about a rookie who's barely making it in the league. What do you think of that idea, Zoe? Just hearing that. Good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea.
Why? Bad idea. So this is a bad idea.
I don't.
You like Entourage. You like...
I love Entourage.
Yeah. When asked what it's about, Edelman said it's going to be loosely based...
Like no.
He said it's going to be loosely based off the early part of my career. Everyone thinks that NFL football players are like the show Ballers, when in fact probably 65 to 75% of the guys are scratching for a roster spot. They're not known. We all have helmets. There are only a handful of guys that are known. When I was a rookie, Tom Brady was talking about taking a helicopter to the Hamptons with his supermodel wife. Well, I'm about to go to an Irish pub near the stadium and not be recognized. Know what I mean?
I know which one that is. They closed down.
It's closed. It's not there anymore. Well, it's there, but it's closed. You can't go in.
Rats.
Out of business.
Yeah.
Out of business. That's what it is.
This is the part that the next part, Beatle, is the part that I don't understand.
Which part?
What?
And their other upcoming project, a romantic comedy set in the world of football.
Okay, I think this can happen.
This is from the story. It says Edelman won't star, but he expects to produce and perhaps take on a supporting role. I love rom-coms, said Edelman. Does that make me weird?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, the question was, you guys are developing a romantic comedy that Asaf wrote. Would you star in it?
He said, yes.
He said, I probably wouldn't star in it.
He'd have a role. I mean, I would
probably,
do it.
Because you're probably not a good actor.
Yeah. I get one word.
Probably wouldn't star in it.
Whoopsie-daisies.
But I definitely have a role. It's a football rom-com. I love rom-coms. Does that make me weird? I don't know, but I will be producing and maybe find a role.
This is like Notting Hill when the teams play over in London.
Listen,
You could have a football slash romantic comedy take place in London.
Oh, my God. Hugh Grant involved? Because I'm in.
Hugh Grant could be the general manager, you know, of the team.
I've seen him be everything from a travel bookstore owner to the prime minister. And let me tell you something, I celebrate each and every role.
Who's writing the series?
Hopefully Hugh Grant.
No, who's writing this series about the rookie?
It's not the Jetsons. I can't jump up and just fly.
I mean, so in 2009, he walks in. This is the 2009 year. He was a rookie. He got that going on. Sean Springs, Adalys Thomas, Randy Moss was on that team. Is this loosely based on his?
Kind of. That's how you get the
his
idea.
His rookie?
Right?
I mean, this isn't him. This isn't like Julian Edelman took his experience and turned them into a TV show.
Get the time.
He's probably
this.
Drawing off those experiences to sort of form a character. It's not going to be the 2009 Patriots in television form.
No, I don't think so.
But who's writing it? Is he going to write it? You know, he should hire Tangway. Tangway's a writer.
An aspiring screenwriter.
He's a screenwriter.
Tell me that story one more time.
Yeah. Local guy.
Yeah.
Local guy. They're obviously hiring.
You know, I talked to David Mamet. How much I enjoy Glengarry Glen Ross.
I was in Chappaquiddick at the beginning. I still haven't seen him in that. I gotta watch that.
I haven't watched it either. I would like to see him in it, though. I have nothing against rom-coms, though.
I like rom-coms. They're my favorites.
Well, I mean, anybody says they don't like that, it's such a huge genre.
Hugh Grant will in 9 months. Another great Hugh Grant movie.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
What's the other one?
Universally panned. I'm a big fan.
What about All About a Boy, right? Wasn't he in that one?
About a Boy.
Kid with the weird haircut?
Yeah.
Holding my dream.
Great source material, though. That's a great Nick Hornby book.
Yep.
I just get a little bit worried when I hear, when I start thinking about cameos and him actually being in the movie and stuff like that. If he wants to serve as inspiration or maybe have some ideas, good.
If
he show up.
If he could just be himself and do it like in his documentary 100, which I dug it. I thought it was good. And I thought he was pretty genuine in it. Where he's just in the back, he's doing his thing.
Like, okay, here's what I do know,
like
though.
That, he could act.
He'd be a better actor than Rob Gronkowski.
Oh my God, yes. 10 times better. 100 times
based
better.
Based on what, though? What have you seen Julian Edelman ever act in?
He makes all those funny little like Instagram videos.
The
stuff he's been making for years.
With
he's
him
actually
and
not bad.
Him and Amendola.
He's better than Gronk.
I can't remember seeing it.
Go watch some of them. Hardy? I'm not kidding. Some of them were not half bad.
He and Amendola did Super Troopers.
Oh, wait a second. No, I have seen one where he's dancing to what song? With Amendola. Amendola's there, like videotaping. Amendola's doing the video on his phone, and Edelman walks by, and he's like singing and dancing to something. It's during the last off season. Don't you guys remember this?
No.
I don't recall that one.
That was a good one. Look at him acting there. Oh. Yeah, 10-4.
When I'm not taking down these huge old burgers, if you know what I mean, I like to enjoy these unbelievable smoothies. And the flavor of the month is Cake Batter Supreme. So why don't you guys fasten the seatbelt, because we are going to enjoy the ride of your life. I actually like.
I'm going to go on a limb here and just say the
cannot say definitively he's going to be better than Gronkowski just based on that short audio clip.
He's so much better.
I can't.
The guy he's working with is the producer of Smoothie Time, these videos.
The Burger Time videos was not good. I'm just going to go on a limb and say Burger Time was not good. It's Burger Time.
It'll be better.
Smoothie Time, I think, has some potential.
Better than Gronk.
Our next ingredient is agave. That's the sweetener we got over in Mexico. The Greek yogurt. Now, there's a little trick to this. If you turn it too much,
looks like Roy Barbosa
and you whip it up, I feel like you lose some of the enzymes.
Ugh. These are the videos you want me to watch?
Yeah. Watch a few of them.
Now, would you rather watch these, or would you rather, to his point, would you rather watch these with him talking or Rob Gronkowski?
I'd rather watch Overboard again. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn.
No, the new one's good. The new one's good.
I will
the
not
Mexican
watch the new
man
one.
Falls over. It's awesome. You'll
love it.
It can't
be. It can't
romantic
be.
Comedy, dude.
It can't be.
I swear to God, Don't waste your time.
617-779.
I won't waste my time.
Yeah, a little cinnamon-y taste, you know. How do you say that? Is it cinnamon-y?
This kind of sounds like Rob from the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop.
No,
a little
it doesn't.
Bit. Yes, it does.
No, well, we're not going to listen to that. Headlines here.
Headlines with Hardy, please.
Thank you.
Jim.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Is it cinnamon-y?
Jim, I always ask that when I go to the mall. I'm sitting there, I get a little pang of hunger. I'm going to go to Cinnabon down here, and I have two questions to ask them all the time when I step to the counter.
Is it cinnamon-y?
And you don't want it cold, right? You want it served to you hot. So you have to ask, is it hot and happening? Like, is it cinnamon?
No, you were not doing it.
And is it hot and happening?
We're not doing it.
Not you, and if Cinnabon can answer those two questions and answer them correctly... I said, I will partake of one, please. What a black coffee.
Would you eat a Cinnabon for real?
Yeah, I would. That's like the only sweet that I would eat.
Okay.
It's, you know what it is? It's because of the smell. Mm. Like you, I walk past that one of those Auntie Annie's or Auntie Annie's or whatever the hell those things are.
That's where Jim used to work.
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's? Annie?
Annie M's.
No.
Annie M's?
Annie M's. Annie M.
Honey, yeah. And Annie you're Ann. Like, whoa, that smells good. Like that, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Someone's got a text.
Me. No, not me.
Not me.
Nope.
No, that's me.
Oh, yeah. Ringer's off on mine.
That someone is you.
It's you.
All right.
617-779-0985. Josh Gordon back in the fold for the Patriots today. He's in the locker room, or was in the locker room earlier when the media was allowed in. Bill Belichick was not willing to answer very many questions in his press conference today. He wasn't really willing to answer any questions in his press conference today. He didn't want to talk about it. But after that press conference, Josh Gordon was spotted in the team's locker room. So all good signs, though.
So they asked him to speak to him, by the way. Somebody asked him to speak, and he said, I'm not ready. Or, I don't have time. I got to go somewhere or something.
Time.
I'll be around, he said. I don't have time right now, but I'll be around.
Oh, so he's going to be around for a while. That's good.
I assume that means he'll speak at some point.
Yeah, you have to. You know what was odd? It was like
questions
when he first,
with Josh post game?
When he first got here, remember?
Like,
they quickly put him to the podium.
Because it's controllable.
Right. You get three questions. Go. Done. You're right.
Yeah, Greg Bedard said that they actually sought some guidance from the league on how to handle that last year.
Oh.
Yeah. And said that the league, they were in contact with the league on what to do about that, and that's what the league came up with.
What do you expect out of him? Like week one? Pittsburgh.
I don't know if he's going to play week one.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? I think he will.
I would say today's an encouraging sign that he's there already.
I'll make a prediction that he will
be. I'll be honest. When this came out over the weekend, I was concerned that, you know, I know that he applied for reinstatement. But just because you apply for reinstatement.
Doesn't mean
that you're. Right. Your desire to play is as strong as it could possibly be.
See, I don't think he'll fool Belichick. Like, Bill will know right away if he's serious about playing football. And if he can play, if he wants to play football, and it looks like he showed up to what Jim said earlier based on Bill's joking, little back and forth at the end and how he was kidding, says, you know, that maybe today was a good day for Josh. Like, wow, he does look good, and he's ready, and he's in shape. I'm going to make – and I learned from him last year. Like, don't expect anything from this guy.
Like, was it safe to assume that he was going to show up today?
Yes.
Was it?
I think so. I think they knew it.
Oh, I think that's easy to say now.
Yeah. Yeah, now. But no, I asked somebody that prior to the game. And the answer was, yeah, probably be there. I'd expect him to be there. So was he local?
Was I don't know.
In Florida, was he training? But I'll make the prediction now. He'll be in a huddle week one First offensive snap. And I say that based on what I've watched for the last 3 weeks.
Do you think Brady is less pissed now?
I would say Brady feels better.
He was chumming up with Demaryius Thomas there on the bench at some point in the game.
And his locker's next to Brady's also.
It's probably like, hey, you feeling good?
Do you read into that at all, though, having his locker next to Brady? Or is Brady thinking, oh, this guy's going to get cut and I'll have an extra locker next to me?
Brady already has two lockers. So he has two, and there'll be one next to him.
So Watson and Thomas are flanking him.
Are flanking him, yes. And then Gordon's one down from there. I expect more. What does this say? I expect more out of Josh Gordon than I do Demaryius Thomas.
So do I.
Okay, good. Well, I just think you come out against Pittsburgh, you want to blow doors and get up 14, 20 points with this defense and that. He's in a huddle with Edelman, James White. Yeah, you don't have a tight end. Don't forget, you don't have a tight end first 4 weeks. Like, you need this guy first 4 weeks.
So Edelman's dressing, Gordon's dressing. Is Dorsett making the team?
N'Keal Harry, yes.
I was going to say, does N'Keal Harry dress or Jakobi Meyers dress if they have four receivers?
That's a good question.
What are you hearing on N'Keal Harry? He was sent home early.
I heard nothing on him.
Okay.
Absolutely zero.
All right.
Nothing on N'Keal Harry. But I know this. I know Troy Brown's working with Meyers. And that does not go unnoticed.
Like, is he not working with Harry?
No. I think Troy's working more with the positional slot guys that he understands and knows. Harry's more of an outside guy to me, man. Harry's your split him out, get him to the boundary. And go lean on a guy and let's throw the ball around him. That's kind of what it is for him. Because you watch him, and from what I hear is it's not great off the line. But once he gets engaged and gets down, the kid's so big that his physical properties take over. Where Meyers needs this schooling. Like, you got to set him up this way. And I see Brady work with Meyers, like the footwork. Like, he'll walk out. Okay, here's the head. I want you to head the ball this way. Then boom, turn, look here. Then get up. Like, they're so specific on it. You know, and Edelman's been working with them, too. Like, it's going to go off each other. Like, you need somebody opposite Edelman without having a tight end week one or two or three or four. And what has Watson really showed you that much that he's going to be this great tight end when he shows up week five? You know, it's like when Gronkowski came back. Bam! Okay, Gronk's back. I'm talking years ago when he was, you know, when he was hurt. Like, you got an instantaneous shot in the arm. That first week he came back against the Jets, they tried to get him the ball 15 times. He was gassed. They're not going to do that with Watson. And Watson's in there playing. He's playing in the second half of the preseason. I'm like, wow, look at this. Well, don't forget, he's got to get his reps. That's the way they're looking at it. He's got to play. Because he's sitting the first month. So you're going to carry. You're carrying extra receiver. Demaryius Thomas, he's starting here on pup. I mean, that's going to take up – that doesn't take up a roster spot. So you get an exemption there. And plus, that's down-the-road insurance for me. Like, I don't look at them when they put this offense thinking, okay, we want Demaryius Thomas there. I could see them saying, okay, we could use Josh Gordon here. That's all. I just think you need him week one. And if you're Pittsburgh, what do you do? You see him in James White's over there. Josh Gordon's here. Edelman's in the slot. Oh, crap, here comes motion. Guess what? We're Pittsburgh. Check out of it. Zone. Here we go. Zone cover two. And then right down the field, 6 for 6 first drive. Bang, 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 bang. Motion. Motion is going to F with these people so much.
So Josh Gordon's back. Super Bowl's back on?
Super Bowl's back on anyway, Jim.
Okay. I just heard about the bad weapons. Brady being pissed. Bad so weapons. I don't know.
Have you seen the rest of this league? Have you seen the rest of the AFC?
Yeah, who's concerned about the Super Bowl?
Who? You sure Kansas City's going to be okay?
So why are you pissed then?
Oh, you know what?
Passing yards?
San Diego might be good this year. Ooh.
Philip Rivers.
LA.
I don't like the tractor pull. That's all. I just would rather it be a little bit easier.
I don't want a rock fight. You could be in trouble in a rock fight, like a Baltimore. Say Baltimore gets going or something. I don't know. Somebody's going to pop.
Jim,
we don't know who it is.
You put some weapons here on this team. You could be talking about, the 23-0.
Well, we got to get a road go to Houston. That scares you?
Come on, let's go, Jim.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that's going to happen. They have a hard schedule. They do.
The schedule's tough.
Second half of the season, they've got some hard games there.
Yeah.
They do. So that's going to be a hard thing to accomplish. But
it should harden you. It should harden you. That schedule, that toughness. You should be ready to go playoff time. Get hard. That's t-shirts. Get hard. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Weirdos.
I did not know what you said.
I hope you said it very fast.
Today's takeaways are next.
You're weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, folks, time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Summer's not quite over, almost over, but it's not too late to get a Waken 180 Weight Loss and lose that weight. You can lose it the very first week. Six locations, newest one in downtown Boston.
All right, let's get to the takeaways from today. Jim, what do you want to start with on these takeaways today? Tell me what you got there lined up, number one.
Let's start from the game broadcast. We're going to start with the press conference from today.
Press conference.
Okay.
Let's do press conference today.
So I want to start press conference from today. Bill Belichick.
Have you had a chance to meet with Josh Gordon this morning?
I meet with the players every day.
Good experience and excited about his opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I'll release a statement on that. I have nothing to add to it. That's where we're at.
Did he come in, or how would you describe, did he come in good shape, or were you pleased with how he maintained his
health? Yeah, I think I've already covered all of it.
Bill, did you get a copy of his
statement? I saw it on Twitter, but it's been a couple.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I don't do my face, but I mean, we're happy to give you a copy of it. It's really, that's where I'm at.
So I had one question about the statement, because it did feel like there was maybe a little bit of room there in terms of his future with the team, maybe some uncertainty. So if he's available according to the league, is there any uncertainty as far as you're concerned as to whether or not he'll be with the team?
Well, I mean, he hasn't even been on the field yet. I think I covered it. There's nothing more to add. Another line of questioning, or are we going to... Or can a witness step down now?
Just curious.
Hey, Henrik Leversen from Danish TV. Could you talk about what you've seen from Jelte Frohl so far?
Could you talk about the guard that will not make the football team?
They're hammering him on Josh Gordon, and here comes the guy from Danish TV.
The Danish Mike Reese.
Ah, yes. Talk about Jelte Frohl still. I mean, talk about a life raft.
Attaboy, Reese.
You know?
If they were really hammering him, I would agree with you, but there was one question.
Well,
one legitimate question.
You know what I mean? They're peppering him. Is that a better word for you?
No, not even peppering. There was
there was
one question from Phil Perry.
I'm going to do this with Jim on our conference.
We just
call
played
now.
Like four or five questions there.
I mean,
they weren't difficult questions.
No.
But they asked a number of questions. I can't believe where you got to do this. Increasingly irritated Bill Belichick. And then out of nowhere, here comes Danish TV. That's Swedish, but whatever.
His irritation threshold is very low.
I know it is, but still, it's still funny that the guy from Denmark comes off the top rope with, talk to me about Jelte Frohl.
talk about Frohl.
Talk about Frohl for me.
I don't think he was irritated. He was playful, if anything. I don't think he was irritated at all.
You know what? If you listen to
now,
just
irritated,
us
he just
audio.
Shuts it down. He doesn't joke around if he's irritated.
I don't think he was joking. No, was he playful?
Yes,
when
let the witness off of the stand. He wasn't joking. Of course, he was.
Before that, was he playful when he said, "I think I covered it"?
No.
Well, actually, you didn't cover it. That's why Phil asked.
No, but to Jim's point, if you see the video of the press conference, he gives you the half smirk smile at the end when he's going back from the witness step down. We'll get you that copy of the report. We'll do that on conference calls now. I'm just going to defer to Slack. Like, yeah, it's covered in Slack. What are you going to do? I don't. Told you already. It's obvious. Do it every day.
All right, game from Saturday night.
Lives in from Danish TV.
What did he say his name was? We didn't catch his name.
Inchki.
Henrik Vimsen from Danish TV.
Henry from Danish TV.
Henrik Vimsen.
Oh, really? What network? There's only one. Danish TV.
Vimsen, so this has to start with a W, right?
In Denmark, we have one television station.
With two dots above the U.
What
do you call those?
I don't know. It's not an apercent. What the hell is the name of it?
Oh. What do you call those dots that they throw?
The double dots,
Mm-hmm.
What's that Nutella? They have that like pronounced Nutella.
Being told it's an umlaut.
An umlaut.
Thank you.
Danish TV.
Umlaut.
I'll tell you what, though. Bill sent over a note after the press conference and said, if you'd like a one-on-one sit-down interview, we can talk about Froholt all you'd like, guys. If you'd like a one-on-one interview for all of Denmark, I'd be happy to sit down and do an interview after that. After that life preserver you just threw me in this press conference today. Thank you very much.
All right. What do you got for the game broadcast, Jim? Does this Roche or is this us?
In Burton's questions to Belichick?
Oh, God. Do you have anything to add off of that?
Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
Nope. All good. That's the end of that.
You want Zoe asking Winovich a question?
Yep.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I was in my crop top, but apparently this isn't the beach, so this is professional environment, so we're going to respect you guys.
Yeah, he talks about your motor, and you could see it, you know, on consecutive plays, not only on the sack, but you drew a holding call, a couple hits on the quarterback. Just seems whatever opportunity you got, whether it was a jump step inside, a slap, move to the head, you were effective tonight. You feel you're building towards that?
Building towards what?
Again, question. Was there a question?
And you called McVay a hardo? Yeah. Earlier today on the show.
Move to the head.
That was...
Yeah.
McVay's hardo. That was a hardo sequence, if there ever was.
Give me the tugboat one more time before we go.
Yeah. You won't get any Thursday night. You get all Mike Reese questions. Yeah. Him and Dennis Knutson are the only other guy that's available for the press.
Give me the tugboat.
You know they got a special elevator for Reese.
Stay between the markers, guys. You know, stay between the markers. You don't want to go too far left or right there.
Oh, Zoe's gone.
Oh, Zoe's gone. No Zoe for time for him today. Felger and Mass next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into Felger and Mads. What do you got going on? What do you got going on over there, Murray? Sorry.
You know, I get that Zoe's a slob. I've learned to accept that after all these years. But I do skeeve when it comes to certain things. And as I'm trying to log into the workstation here, what do I find? I'll tweet a photo of it in case people don't believe me, because you probably wouldn't believe something so disgusting. There is an old piece of gum, a chewed piece of gum, literally stuck to the monitor. So I'll assume Zoe chewing... Yeah, there it is. So Zoe chewing gum... Obviously, you shouldn't have gum in your mouth when you're trying to spit out a take or comment or whatever it happens to be during Zolak and Bertrand. So you have to take the gum out. Instead of putting it in a trash barrel or any kind of receptacle, you stick it to the side of the monitor? Are you kidding me? I'm not the finger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.